Capability Exhibition Narratives. Welcome. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Exhibition Center of the ASRD. My name is Naim, and I am delighted to be your guide today, introducing the history and achievements of ASRD over the past decades. Here we have a bird's eye view of the ASRD. This is our current location. Directly to the south facing us is the building of the Aerospace Industrial Development Corporation, AIDC, Foundation and Origins. The precursor to ASRD was known as ARL, Aeronautical Research Laboratory, established in 1939 amid World War II to foster national defense autonomy. Displayed here are the organizational structure and committee board of ARL, featuring the positions of director and deputy director. It is with great honor we recognize that Deputy Director Wong was among the inaugural engineers at the Boeing Company in 1916, coinciding with the company's founding. During the 1940s in mainland China, aircraft manufacturing. In the 1940s, we manufactured various types of aircraft, encompassing chasers, fighters, bombers, and transport planes. These aircraft were primarily constructed from wood, except for certain standard metal parts and components. Of particular note is this engineless transport aircraft. This innovative design allowed it to be towed into the air by a single engine plane and then released to glide smoothly down to its intended target. During the 1950s, relocation to Taiwan. Following the government's relocation to Taiwan, the ARL moved from mainland China to Taichung. This strategic move was pivotal in continuing the laboratory's work under new geopolitical circumstances. In the 1950s, we embarked on the development of multiple rockets, laying the groundwork for the future advancement of our missile systems. This period marked a significant step towards enhancing our defensive capabilities and exploring space. The rockets developed during this time included air defense rockets, space exploration rockets, and others designed for purposes other than attack, demonstrating our commitment to a wide range of defense and scientific endeavors. During the 1970s, establishment of AIDC, PL-1, and TCH-1 trainers. The precursor to the AIDC, the Aero Industry Development Center, along with the NCSIST, was established in 1969. At that time, the ARL was relocated to its present site, aligning both AIDC and ARL under the auspices of the Ministry of National Defense. This strategic alignment facilitated enhanced coordination and efficiency in defense-related research and development. In the 1970s, our efforts resulted in the creation of the primary trainer PL-1 and the intermediate trainer TCH-1, marking significant advancements in our training aircraft capabilities. During the 1980s, XC-2 and AT-3. In the 1980s, we saw the development of the transport aircraft XC-2, the advanced jet trainer AT-3, and its derivative, the XA-3. The XC-2 took to the skies for its maiden flight on February 26, 1979, marking a significant achievement in our transport aircraft capabilities. Following closely, the AT-3 made its inaugural flight on June 19, 1980, showcasing our advancements in jet trainer development. During the 1980s, IDIDF and TFE Ditto 4-2. In 1983, a formal integration saw the earlier AIDC and the current ASRD come under the umbrella of the NCSIST, enhancing organizational synergy and focus on aeronautical innovation. AIDC and ASRD embarked on two pivotal programs, the Indigenous Defense Fighter, IDF, and its power system, the turbofan engine. These programs were instrumental in advancing our aeronautical technology over the past decades, demonstrating a significant leap in our defense and aerospace engineering capabilities. The development of the IDF and the TFE-42 turbofan engine was a collaborative effort with U.S. companies, showcasing international cooperation in defense technology. In 1982, we dispatched engineers to the Fort Worth Office of General Dynamics in Texas for the IDF's design phase, while another team was sent to IDEC, a joint venture between the Garrett Turbine Engine Company, GTEC, and ASRD for the development of the TFE-42 turbofan engine. Garrett became part of Honeywell in 1999. In 2018, Garrett Engine Company became independent from Honeywell and is now known as Garrett Motion Inc. A notable moment in this journey was captured on October 8, 1982, when a 12-person team from ASRD traveled to Phoenix for the first time to participate in the TFE-42 program, marking a significant milestone in our collaborative engineering efforts.